Today's Minnesota writer is Minneapolis storyteller Dorothy Cleveland.
My name is Dorothy Cleveland, and I'm a storyteller. Storytelling is the oral tradition, started long before we had written word. It's a way of keeping track of history. It's a way of healing, about telling your stories that you can share with others, that you realize that you're not alone in this world. I was born in 1951 and in a small town, Hudson, Wisconsin. At that time, it only had about 4,000 people. And my parents are first-generation Americans. They spoke broken English. Their method of communication was story. I like to say I tell sex and violence stories. I love folk tales, but I love the Grimm brothers. It seems real to me. When everybody lives happily ever after, I know that that's not a tale for me. The story I'm going to tell is called Flying. It's a reminiscence of a childhood event with a slightly crazy dad and a child that's willing to go along. Flying by Dorothy Cleveland. Weasel, let's go tobogganing, Dad shouts from the entryway. His thin frame looms large in his red hunting gear and sorrel boots. Mom gives him that look, and I grab my snowsuit before she can utter, Lloyd, she's 9. Yeah, Dad says, as he disappears into the basement to retrieve the toboggan. We stop next door to ask my brother-in-law, Harry, to come along. Harry is 14 years older than me and knows the drill, as does his wife, my eldest sister. She stands in the kitchen, arms folded across her chest, shaking her head. She refuses to come along. The last time she went tobogganing, she cracked open her upper lip from hitting the back of my head, and the scar is a daily reminder. Dad and I wait outside for Harry to put on his snowmobile suit. Dad scrapes the snow off the car, and I squint to see the glistening snowflakes dance in the wind. Dad motions to me to climb into the back seat, the big old Buick fishtails on the driveway as Dad's heavy boot punches down the gas pedal. Soon we leave the city behind, travel through the village of Trout Brook, across the Willow River, and somewhere halfway to Somerset, Dad finds it, a rolling pasture without many trees. Better yet, someone has built a 5-foot ski jump out of snow on the highest hill. Dad ignores the no trespassing signs. We trudge through snow up to our knees, spread the barbed wire of the fence, and climb through without getting caught. Here, Weasel. I look down the slope with anticipation. It's a gentle incline, but a long way down. Dad aligns the toboggan with the ski jump. Belly down, Harry stretches out his 5-foot-8-inch frame on the toboggan. I lie on top of him and grip the ropes along the sides of the toboggan as best I can with my mitten-covered fingers. Dad gives us a running shove. I blink at snow crystals striking my face as we pick up speed on the incline. We hit the ski jump straight on. My mittens stay gripped to the ropes, but my hands break free. We are airborne. The toboggan, Harry, and I soar horizontally with 6 inches of air between each of us. I feel like Rocket Man jettisoned into space, every molecule in my body electrified. Wow, I'm flying! Then reality hits. I see the ground far below and feel the tug of gravity. Miraculously, Harry lands on the toboggan with a thump. When I land on him, the air is not completely from my lungs. The churning snow blinds me. I wrap my arms around Harry's neck, burying my face into his jacket. The toboggan bumps wildly along the rest of the hill. Halfway up the next rise, it finally stops. Stunned, our lungs gulp the icy air as we stumble to our feet. I yank my frozen mittens from the ropes, but my hands are shaking too much to pull them on. Bull of the woods, Dad roars through the quiet hillside. Harry asks, You okay, kid? I nod. The toboggan is not. We see the cracked, ragged edges of the centerboard. Harry lifts the toboggan under his arm and starts up the hill. I watch the limp pull rope snake along in the powdery snow as I follow in Harry's footsteps. When we reach the top of the hill, Dad whistles. Good ride, Weasel. Grinning, I ask, Can we do it again? Dad takes off his mitten and runs his bare hand down the splintered wood. For a brief moment, I believe the old toboggan can take one more hit. Then Harry speaks firmly. Not today, we won't. We head back to the car, dragging the broken toboggan behind us. As we drive away, I take one last look at the ski jump and sigh. Late that night, when Dad builds his weekly bonfire, I pad barefoot to the window just in time to see him tossing the toboggan into the hot white center of those wild flames. I crawl beneath the covers and close my eyes. The toboggan may be ashes, but I'm still flying.
That was Minnesota storyteller Dorothy Cleveland. This is Britt Ahmet for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.